Hello, everyone, and welcome to another beautiful episode of Solid Gold Storytime. In this episode, we are so proud to welcome a very special guest, Amanda Horwitz, a.k.a. Horwitz, who is going to read her book.
Lulu and Sarge, in the beasting operation. Join the detectives solving the mystery of missing honey. Written by Amanda Horwitz, read by the author. For big people, little people, and the planet. I dedicate this book to Lulu, Frankie, Daisy, Addie and Felicia, and to every dachshund and animal lover on the planet. Introduction. They're natural-born hunters, fearless fighters of crime. The Dachshund Special Task Force, Elite Unit K-9. Always on a mission to dig out the truth. Nothing gets in the way of the stubborn super sleuth. Heading the unit and running the show is DCR Lulu, who has her ducks in a row. 24/7, she's always on the ball, doggedly seeking justice for all. In the animal kingdom, where thieves and crooks steal from each other and fiddle the books, from the bumblebee burglar to the whopping sperm whale, DCR Lulu wants them all thrown in jail. They need to learn the difference between right and wrong, and to understand that to get along, we need to treat others with kindness and respect. Otherwise, our beautiful planet will be wrecked. Second in command to our sharp DCR is Sergeant Frankie the Nose Nose, an incredible spy. With a great gut feel and ears to the ground, the Sarge is the most trusted dachshund around. Always at her desk by 5 a.m. sharp, unpacking her lunchbox in the dark, crispy bacon bits with scrambled egg on toast, and in case of emergency, leftover roast. To be caught off guard with an empty belly, turn Sergeant Frankie's short legs to jelly. As happened on a famous stakeout night when Frankie, the nose, nose, got a terrible fright. Having fasted all day in the hope of ribeye, she spent the night on useless standby, looking out for roaming rat gangs, but all she got was big hunger pangs. The Beastling Operation. It was a lazy afternoon, about 3:15. Sarge Frankie was stamping dockets for DCR Lulu to see, when all of a sudden the phone rang loudly, and the short-legged sergeant answered proudly, "This is Elite K-9 Unit. We've got our paw on the law. We're ahead of the game and quick on the draw. How can we help?" But the only sound she heard on the end of the line was an angry buzzing that sent chills down her spine. "Is this bad bee business?" she wondered aloud, puffing her chest and feeling proud. She had identified the caller on the tiniest clue, and with that she passed the phone to DCR Lou. The on-the-ball chief pricked up her ears, as always impressing her hot dog peers with her in-depth knowledge of plants and nature and the behaviour patterns of every creature. Lou confirmed the buzzing as an angry bee, reporting a crime of bee robbery. "K-9, K-9, emergency! A swarm of thug bees is invading our hive. We want them caught dead or alive. They're stealing all our hard-earned honey. They won't buzz off. It isn't funny." "This doesn't strike me as an emergency," muttered Sarge, sipping her honeyed tea. "But it is," corrected the DCR with authority. "This could be a world crisis, you see." "Bees pollinate our fruit, veggies and flowers. This important job takes them hours and hours. If the good bees get cross and stop their pollen dance, there'll be no more baby plants, and you couldn't have honey with your toast and tea." "Oh my gosh, this is an emergency!" yelped the Sarge, reaching for her gloves and goggles. A world without sweetness? Gee, the mind boggles. That's correct, my sweet tooth Sarge. Let's get our ducks in a row. It's time to take charge. So they hopped onto their scooter, Sarge in the sidecar, trying to read the road map to work out how far they had to ride to reach their hive destination, when suddenly the Sarge lost concentration. Hearing music from a truck selling ice cream, soft serve with double flake, the little Sarge's dream. But before she could dig out coins from her bag, DC Alu screeched on down the drag. "I don't mean to question your authority," squeaked the Sarge a little nervously, "but shouldn't we snap up every chance to do the happy ice cream dance?" "Yes, yes, Sarge, I get what you're saying, but life isn't just for playing. You see, all this unlawful thuggery stops us from feeling safe and free. If we're not quick on the draw, with our paw on the law, the baddies end up winning the war." Without more canine philosophy, the DCR pulled a scooter wheelie, with the rest of the squad following closely behind on a mission of the fur-raising kind. After a ducksy dash herring out the city, the elite canine unit roared into a field oh so pretty, covered in daisies, orange, yellow and white. "Wow-wee, this carpet is out of sight," squealed the little Sarge, taking off her goggles. "What a place to roll. Oh boy, the mind boggles." But before she got carried away and headed into the bright field to play, the alert DCR barked and cocked up her ear. "Careful, there's great danger here. The bumblebee gang are out and swarming. It's best to give them a harsh warning. We don't want them to get so angry that we cause ourselves an injury."
"You mean a stingery," joked the little Sarge.
"Let's not joke," growled DC Alu, taking charge. Barking into her megaphone, she said, "Listen, every bee and drone. Stop stealing from other beehives. You're harming your co-worker bees' lives, leaving them without honey to eat, while you get fat on a stolen treat." "Mind your beeswax," buzzed the huge queen bee from the top of a flowering dogwood tree. "The workers take orders from no one but me. So vamoose, goody four shoes, before I count to three." Before the queen could count to two, back on the megaphone was DCR Lou, bravely having the last word on the matter over the humming, bee-buzzing chatter. "Listen up, badsies, we've got our paw on the law and we're quick on the draw. Carry on your bad behaviour and we'll give you what for." "Don't you dare threaten me," buzzed Her Majesty Bee as she ordered her stinger swarm to attack DCR Lulu and her doggy police pack. "Buzz off, buzz off," barked each dash hound, 4 feet lifting off the ground, tails wagging furiously with tornado-like energy. But as much as the swarm tried to hang in, the tornado-like tailwinds put the bees in a spin. The elite canine unit wagging in full force blew the fighter bees off course. Sounds of buzzing, humming, and wild cheering came from all the good bees watching, from the top of a Manuka honey tree, as the DCR announced, "Canine victory!" But the biggest bully, refusing to fail, made a beeline for the Sarge's tail, planting a painful stinger on her rump, resulting in a record-breaking jump. "Awoo, awoo!" came a piercing cry from the little Sarge up in the sky, before she landed with a thump on her poor, throbbing, bee-stung rump. The good bees gasped in sympathy, then readied themselves for a delivery of healing honey from their manuka tree, the best possible cure for a sting by a bee. They airdropped a blob onto the Sarge's bot,
where it trickled down to the swollen spot, immediately relieving the piercing pain.
"Hey, Sarge, you ready to ride again?" shouted the DCR, giving a high five to the good bees heading back to their hive. Together they had scored a victory over bullying criminal activity.
"Let's head back to our HQ," barked the victorious DCR Lou. "But first we stop off at the ice creamery to salute our sergeant's bravery."
The sergeant's throbbing tail wagged with joy.
"Honey drizzled soft serve, oh boy, oh boy," whooped Frankie the nose as the DCR loudly barked their canine war cry.
A world with creatures great and small, where kindness and respect is shown to all. No matter your shape, strength or colour, we all take care of one another.
"And whoever thinks they're the bee's knees," barked DCR Lou, "needs to learn a thing or two." And with that, they headed off with a roar, ever quick on the draw, with their paws on the law.
Thank you so much, Amanda Horwitz, for sharing your beautiful story with us. You've shown us that all creatures, whatever their shape or size, need to be respectful and be kind. If you love this story, explore other episodes on Solid Gold Storytime, created to stimulate love of literacy and the heard word in very young children. You've been listening to another production from Solid Gold Podcasts.